This past February, during a hard, cold winter in Kansas, I stepped into a botanical paradise when I visited Lotus Land in sunny Southern California. Located in Santa Barbara, this place is so amazing that it's hard to describe. The 37-acre estate was purchased in 1941 by a well-known Polish opera singer named Madame Gana Walska, who spent the next 43 years of her life designing 25 unusual display gardens that featured exotic plants from around the world. A contemporary of William Randolph Hearst, who also developed a mind-boggling retreat called San Simeon, located up the Coast Highway, Madame Walska differed from Hearst in that she was very much involved in the collecting, growing, and displaying of rare plant species, whereas Hearst seemed more interested in purchasing world treasures that very often were never used or displayed. At Lotus Land, Madame Walska was seen on a daily basis in the gardens that she loved. In 1958, the idea of a Lotus Land Foundation was developed, and after her death in 1984, the operation and ownership of the gardens, rare plant collections, and the impressive Mediterranean-style residential buildings were turned over to the foundation and its volunteer docents. Through the efforts of the foundation, Lotus Land became a nonprofit educational institution and opened to the public in 1993. Today, this amazing complex offers tours, classes, seminars, and workshops, as well as an educational outreach program for local schools. It also makes the gardens available for special events like weddings and receptions. Lotus Land is a labyrinth of landscapes connected by walkways, waterfalls, jungle pools, and classic horticultural structures. One of my favorite areas was a huge amphitheater, complete with stage, wings, backdrop, orchestra area, and tiered seating, all created from living plants that formed a perfect performance space. Succulents make up several of the gardens, featuring cactus, aloes, and euphorbias of all sizes, shapes, textures, and colors. Palms, tropicals, desert plants, numerous types of trees and tree ferns, and a world-famous collection of cycads keeps visitors shaking their heads in wonder. Incidentally, I learned that cycads are among the oldest living plants still inhabiting the earth, and that relatives of some of the modern cycads I was introduced to provided a landscape for dinosaurs some 150 million years ago. I also learned that many of the rare cycads that call Lotus Land their home are protected by international treaties. And then, of course, there are the water gardens, filled with aquatic plants, many of whom are the namesakes for Lotus Land. Asian lotus and water lilies are abundant, as well as the amazing Amazon water lilies with their pancake flat leaves that are 6 feet wide. A walk back to the front entrance takes us through a garden zoo of full-sized topiary animals, bears, elk, turtles, and elephants made up of greenery. A stop at a tasteful gift shop resulted in a shopping bag filled with live tillandsia plants that survived our train trip return and seemed to be happy at home in Kansas. If you have a love of gardens and a chance to visit Lotus Land, don't miss it. But plan your visit between February 15th and November 15th, the months when the gardens are at their best, and call ahead for reservations.